When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
History in 5 songs. With host Martin Popoff. A production of Pantheon Podcasts. Let's rock out with Martin.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff, brought to you by the good people at Pantheon Podcasts. We are pleased, as always, to be part of this fast and always expanding Pantheon Podcast Network, available on Spotify, iTunes, 40 other podcast locations. Also, check out the new podcast I started right here on the Pantheon Network with John Gaffney, Kicked in the Teeth, an AC/DC podcast. All right, so this episode is dedicated to the Black Sabbath song I. And I want to thank Mick Phelan, William Walker, and Don for suggestions and input on this. Why am I dedicating this to Black Sabbath I? Because it is episode 249. I'm calling it First Person Perspective, and you can't get a better First Person Perspective song title than I from the Great Dehumanizer album. So yeah, we're going to be looking at various songs that are all written in the first person perspective. For those who don't know, you've got second person, you've got third person. First person perspective is songs where it is somebody saying, I did this and I did that and I am this and I am that. So it's essentially, the lyricist, the vocalist is up there, and, he or she may be singing about himself, or it might be a character situation. And I've split this up into categories, and we've got lots of different examples here. So let's take a listen to our first selection. This is Thin Lizzy with Soldier of Fortune.
I am a soldier.
Right, so the category here is kind of jobs, right? You've got Phil Lynott can write a lot of confessional things. We're going to talk about him in some other categories here as well. But here is Phil playing the character of a soldier of fortune. What else does Phil play? He plays cowboy. I am just a cowboy, right? So there's another job category there. Similar to this is Glenn Campbell. I'm the lineman for the county, right? More generally speaking, you've got Geddy Lee in Working Man, get up, I have get myself a nice cold beer, all that kind of stuff, right? So it's I am the working man kind of thing. So he's doing that there. You've got a precedent going back to the Beatles with Taxman and Paperback Writer. These are occupations as well. I was almost about to do a whole episode of just occupations, jobs. I think I've got some good categories here. But the cool thing with Paperback Writer that I've always liked is that UFO eventually on the Great Mechanics album came up with a song called The Writer. So it was one of these where, you're on Fleet Street and it's basically saying, they're causing dirt and drama and all this and taking down people. So that's what that one is more or less about. And I think in the spirit of Rush, Working Man off of the debut, you've got Pete Townsend with Keep On Working, which is general, again, about working, but there's some real specifics there about it really sounding like a hardworking blue-collar man. Love that song. And then Pete, also on Quadrophenia, you think of Bellboy and the dirty jobs. These are literally about, one's about being a bellboy and one's other dirty blue-collar jobs kind of thing. It's just this idea of putting yourself in a character and then writing from that character's point of view. Mick Phelan points out kind of a neat one as well. Willin' by Little Feat, about a truck driver. Or, Being a Troubled Highway Patrolman in Springsteen's song of the same name. Pretty interesting. Devo, Secret Agent Man, even though it's a cover. I always thought that's one that came to mind. The process of this was just running songs through your head and then also looking at, track listings and going, what is the lyric to that? Is it from a first person? Because that's the other interesting thing about this episode is that, there are a lot of first-person songs, obviously, but there's lots and lots and lots that are not first-person as well. It's almost like evenly sort of split. But yeah, so that's a cover, but it is about a secret agent, man. Mick Phelan says here, poor young lad under siege, the historical eye. Neil Young, Powderfinger, Daddy's Rifle in My Hand, felt reassuring. Another historical. This is a cool one. Levon Helm becomes a Confederate soldier on the bands of the night they drove old Dixie down. Yngwie Malmsteen, I am a Viking. Is that a job? I could have probably done a whole episode on Manowar, but you could go through all the Manowar stuff and find all sorts of I am a soldier of metal type things as well there. So that's your first category here on First Person Perspective. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
All right, back again here, History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff, episode 249, First Person Perspective. Let's take a listen to our second selection we shall discuss. This is Bloor's to Cult with Flaming Telepaths.
Well, I've opened up my veins too many times, and the poison's in my heart and in my mind.
it's in my pride.
Okay, so the category here is mythical figures, wizards, gods, first-person perspective of this lead singer. You know, often these are going to be heavy metal type things, but putting yourself in the perspective of a powerful, you know, maybe some sort of, god, wizard type figure. What I like about this one is it's essentially a first-person song about an alchemist. Links up to the whole Imaginos saga. You know, I've done those two Imaginos related books. Flame and Telepath is the name of one of them, and Perfect Water is the name of the other one. But that's pretty cool. And Blue Oyster Cult also has I Am the Storm, which is kind of neat, which is a first person perspective from weather, but weather personified, kind of like weather as a god sort of thing. Another good one is Ronnie James Dio in Rainbow, Man on the Silver Mountain. So there's kind of a desert kind of wizard kind of guy. Ice Speed at Night is that should have gone in my other category coming up. But that's kind of a cool one. There are a lot of Ronnie ones that are pretty cool. Let's see. Phil Lynott is the Warrior. So that's kind of a, you know, semi goes in the first categories, warrior, soldier of fortune, but it's a little more mythological, right? Gene Simmons is the God of Thunder. And it's kind of interesting that on Destroyer, you've even got, Paul declaring, I'm the king of the nighttime world. I know it's a cover situation, semi, quasi, but it's kind of neat, a bit mythical there. One of the most famous ones, of course, is Rolling Stone, Sympathy for the Devil. Basically taking you back, as Mick mentions here, ties to Milton's Paradise Lost kind of thing. Similar to that, Black Sabbath, Lord of This World is kind of neat. Not the whole thing is in first person, but towards the end, it's like speaking, essentially the character of God in that one. And then back to Sympathy of the Devil, you've got Angel of Death, you've got Motorhead Orgasmatron. Which is almost like a sort of, mechanical god kind of thing, a mechanical devil. Arthur Brown is the god of hellfire. Iron Maiden has a lot of interesting ones, but you can think of, going down the road a little bit of the Wrathchild power slave situation. Mick mentions here, Power Slave, where Dickinson speaks from the perspective of a pharaoh who isn't enamored with death and immortality throughout it. Like mere mortals like us, he just wants to live. Amazing lyrics, humanizing demigods, dissecting the afterlife and ancient cultures, while simultaneously using the character who assesses his own newfound fame. I kind of like... I like the Wrathchild idea in here. So that's another one. Sean Harris, you think of Borrowed Time. There's kind of the cursed idea of destined to walk this land. So it's a little bit ties in with Wrathchild. Michael Oliveri, Leatherwolf proclaimed himself to be the Thunder. Deicide, these are mixed examples as well. Given an unholy demon voice, I am evil, I'm the Deicide, and I killed the Lord. Black Sabbath is an interesting one. Because essentially, I am the chosen one. Oh, Lord, God, please help me. Kind of thing. So he's kind of being tapped for this special purpose, I guess. Metallica, let's see, reference the Bible, Ten Commandments movie. They give the plague, tormented Egypt, his own voice on creeping death. I rule the midnight air, the destroyer, says Mick. So yeah, Metallica has these as well. There's going to be another Metallica coming up. All right, so that was your category of these lead vocalists, the empowerment, but the empowerment taking it upon themselves in the first person. Let's take a listen to our third selection here. This is The Damned with These Hands.
These are the hands of a demented circus clown. Outside I'm nothing, but inside I'm really wearing your crown. I see you laughing at me, but baby, in my dreams.
All right, so the category here is trouble. serial killers, stalkers, criminals, drugs. You know, and so this one reminds me of that great Nightmare Alley book and, you know, Rush the Carnies. But, you know, and so this is, these are the hands of a demented circus clown, right? And all that. But then you've got I Just Can't Be Happy Today on the same album. You've got Problem Child. You've got Suicide. So, again, these are all first-person songs. This is Dave Vanian taking on this character, right? And that's the other cool thing about first-person. Sometimes it's the character, and sometimes there's kind of like a grayscale where it's the character, but it is, you know, essentially the personification of this guy's personality. So Dave Vanian, you think of the way he looks and the character he plays in The Damned, the character of himself or these other characters, like I say, it's a visual. So it's all kind of mixed together, right? Don't Bother Me is another one that's in the first person. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde fits in this as well. You know, you've got Dan McCafferty as the Silver Dollar Forger. So there's a criminal there. AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and Judas Priest Killing Machine are both about contract killers, essentially, right? Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name, is a doomed prisoner. So here's a criminal. We've got true serial killers with Stiv Bader, Son of Sam. And that bleeds into, you know, Bon Scott, AC/DC, Night Prowler, Paul Di'Anno, Prowler, Judas Priest, the Ripper. So you've got Jack the Ripper, and there's a whole host of Jack the Ripper songs. But again, the cool challenge here is that everything we're talking about today is all in the first person. It's all from the perspective of I, playing that character. You know, Guns N' Roses a little bit gets into, now we're getting into the druggies, the Squall, Night Train, Mr. Brownstone, I'm Dancing with Mr. Brownstone kind of thing, right? Alice Cooper, I Love the Dead is kind of an interesting one. So here it's a little bit like The Damned, the Dave Vanian character, Alice Cooper. Is this what's going on in his mind? He isn't literally saying I love the dead, but he's kind of playing a character and it bleeds over and it's the visual of Alice Cooper. Sean Harris asks the question, am I evil? AC/DC Problem Child. So now we've got also just the idea of, you know, potential criminals or troubled kids kind of thing, or, you know, I'm going to end up in jail eventually kind of thing, right? Mick Phelan also mentions Therapy, Knives, the song that taught me how to play triplets on drums, gets inside the mind of an unhinged potential killer. I'm going to get drunk. Let's see. Slayer's Bloodline, written from the for the Dracula 2000 movie. Dracula himself speaks, or some vampire, I'll kill you in your dreams tonight. A better therapy song from perspective of a serial killer is Trigger Inside, featuring the lyric, I know how Jeffrey Dahmer feels, but of course, possibly the best from perspective of serial killer, Slayer, Dead Skin Mask. I'll Keep You Forever from the perspective of the infamous Ed Gein, and the most, and the more metaphorical lyrics of Hanneman and King. A lot of evil stuff there. Let's see, Seasons, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so here, again, I find this kind of interesting. Again, more first-person songs, but more troubled, addled mind from Black Sabbath. So you've got Paranoid, you know, the potential of being a, you know, a heavy-duty criminal, befuddled mind, like I say, plus solitude, lonely, very lonely, lonely song, you know, despair, lonely is the word. So you even got Geezer Butler writing one lyric, and you've got Ronnie James Dio writing another one. Wheels of Confusion, Megalomania. So these are all the troubled mind of a potential serial killer sort of thing. Black Sabbath, Backstreet Kids. This is like, I'm a Backstreet rocker, so it's not that dangerous, but it's saying I do come from the back streets kind of thing. Dirty Women, I always found on the same album, Technical Ecstasy, as being, you know, crossing that line. This is like looking for a hooker, but it's kind of stalker and kind of creepy at the same time, and the music shows that as well. Mick mentions Highwayman. I Love Living in the City Fear, New York Street Urchin. Also mentions I Hung My Head, another from perspective of killer, famously covered by Johnny Cash. We're going to give Taylor Swift credit too, if you want to keep it current. Controversial by mentioning Taylor Swift. She has a song with the band Haim called No Body, No Crime, from the interesting perspective of an avenging killer. The Kinks. Yeah, I found this one pretty interesting. The Kinks, Ray Davies, Art Lover, about, you know, the guy, you know, the threateningness of the guy in the park, looking at all the little girls in the park. Sleepwalkers, kind of the same thing. Night Stalker, better close your window tight. You think of Peter Gabriel with I Have the Touch, you know, just the almost like the fetish for the sensory. Very, very well written. You think of Family Snapshot by Peter Gabriel, story of an assassination, perspective of a gunman. He got this after reading Arthur Bremer's book about an assassin's diary. This is about the shooting of Governor George Wallace in 1972. Gabriel, fascinating that he did it for political reasons, didn't do it for political reasons, but for fame. So there you've got another criminal. Jane's Addiction, Ted just admitted about Ted Bundy. And then, you know, Thin Lizzy's got a host of things that get down into the squalor, the squalid side of life. I'm Gonna Creep Up on You is a little creepy. It's kind of mixing, you know, approaching a girl, but also, yeah, I'm Gonna Creep Up on You. Fighting My Way Back is a badass. Sugar Blues, Leave This Town. They got, you know, Phil's written so many songs about getting in trouble. We've got some crime. The heat's on us. We got to get out of town, sort of thing. And then straight, you know, drug confessional type ones. Again, you know, I know I've talked about some of these things in various formats, you know, across the years on this podcast. But again, the cool thing here is everything is in the first person. I've Got to Give It Up. This is the one. Heart Attack. Dear Lord. All in the first person. So he's really kind of writing about himself, right? And then also in a similar format, you've got UFO, It's Killing Me. Same sort of thing. All right, let's move on to our fourth selection here. Take a listen to this. This is Iron Maiden with Running Free. Okay, so the category here is just first-person songs with a general rock and roll bravado, cockiness sort of thing, wanting to break free. Dee Snider, as Mick says here, felt the need to tell us himself, I am, I'm me. Sammy Hager's Got the Fire, I've Got the Fire. Rick Sanford, Legs Diamond, King Diamond both say, I am. Paul Stanley, we talked about Paul Stanley, King of the Nighttime World. You got David Lee Roth as, you know, I'm the One, On Fire, David Lee Roth, Love Hunter. So yeah, we can bleed into, I mean, there's millions and millions and millions of songs about love and sex from a first person perspective. But Bon Scott, you know, bravado, I am TNT, Ozzy, Rock and Roll Rebel, Rick Emmett, Living for the Weekend. Blackie Lawless, Mean Man. We've got Moon Age Daydream. This is kind of an interesting one. David Bowie, with the whole, I'm an alligator, space invader, mama, papa, rock and roller, you know, that whole thing where it kind of gets surreal, but it is still, energy, bravado kind of thing. And finally, I would say in this department, you could put Thin Lizzy rocker and AC/DC rocker. I am a rocker, rock and roller. So these are, you know, the lead singer declaring in the first person that I am a rocker kind of thing. All right, let's move on to our fifth selection here. This is more of a tight focused category here. Take a listen to this. This is Black Sabbath with Trashed. All right, so, you know, Ian Gillan with the famed, you know, we're at the manor, they go off drinking, this is all explained, may he rest in peace, Paul Retzi in my Black Sabbath Born Again book, he goes through the whole story, he was in the car with Ian at the time. But, you know, they go drinking, they get in the rent-a-car, and they trash the car, and it's upside down. Man, he tells this great story about the gas leaking, and Ian's got a cigarette, and the cigarette actually puts out the gas, and he explains why that happened. You know, they're lying upside down in this car. Amazing story. But yeah, you know, Trashed, and the funny thing about this is that you've also got You know, you've got Ian Gillan is the speed king. I'm a speed king. And Highway Star. I'm a highway star. So there's two other fast driving songs. So yes, the category here, if I didn't mention it, is driving song. Biff Bifford, Freeway Mad, right? Sammy Hagar, He Can't Drive 55. Trans Am, Come and Catch Me If You Can. We've got Queen, I'm in Love with My Car, the great Roger Taylor, you know, declaring his love for his car. We've got Queen again with I Want to Ride My Bicycle. We've got Golden Earring with Radar Love, you know, I'm behind, you know, behind the wheel. AC/DC Highway to Hell is kind of a little bit of a driving song in a way. And it is first person. I'm on the highway to hell. Gary Numan, Cars. I'm safe in my car, right? Iggy Pop, The Passenger, is all in the first person. But that's him being a passenger in a car and watching stuff go by. Metallica, Fuel. Give me fuel, give me fire. So there's a lot of driving imagery in that one. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run, has a lot of car imagery, automobile imagery. Rush, Red Barchetta, futuristic song in the first person about driving. Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. Willie Nelson, I'm on the Road Again. Madness, Driving in My Car. And a couple of good ones from ZZ Top, Chevrolet, and definitely I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide, you know, with the beautician, driving down the road. How does it go? Anyways, so that's first person as well. So those are all ones with this theme. So some honorable mentions. I've got a lot here. This is more like miscellaneous category. It could have been a whole category on its own, but we've got Alice. So again, the idea here, these are all first person perspective songs. Alice Cooper, I'm 18, about being young. Iron Maiden, The Prisoner. You could link that up a little bit with Hallowed Be Thy Name, but of course this is about the TV show The Prisoner, but same sort of thing. Black Sabbath, A National Acrobat, from the perspective of sperm. Yes, it is. Judas Priest, Electric Eye, from the perspective of almost like, spaceship beaming down on space, watching everything you do. Bluish Occult, Take Me Away, is Eric talking about, you know, again, first-person perspective, but wanting to be taken away by UFO. And then other ones that literally have the title giving it a first perspective is I'm on the Lamb, But I Ain't No Sheep, and I Am the One You Warned Me Of by Bluish Occult. Iron Maiden, Dance of Death. This is Bruce telling the story of witnessing something, right? Black Sabbath, Who Are You? This is somebody speaking from the first-person perspective of confronting the devil, kind of thing. David Byron is a traveler in time. Midnight, likes his rocking chair. Jimi Hendrix doesn't live today, and I don't live today. Alice, this is kind of cool. Alice Cooper and Gary Cherone both want to be elected. They want to be president. When I'm president, I want to be elected, right? And then that goes back to Cream Politician with Hey Baby, Get in My Big Black Car. I hope I'm getting some of these examples right. And I know I'm ascribing a lot to Mick Phelan, but William Walker gave me a lot of suggestions as well. So yeah, will you? Because I split these all out and I chop and change and move them around and I after a while I don't remember who gave me the suggestion. But yes, both Mick and William gave me a lot of suggestions here. Born Under a Bad Sign, I always think of Pat Travers, but this came to mind just walking around, you know, a perspective of if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any bad luck at all, or any luck at all. You know, love, sex songs. You got Fool for Your Love and Love Hungry Man, Satisfaction. So those are all written, you know, Rolling Stones, those are all written from first-person perspective. Ozzy, I'm a Believer. Let's see, Triumph again, I Can Survive. Queen, Doing All Right, The Loser in the End, The Fairy Fellers, Master Strokes. A lot of first-person perspective in those. Let's see. William Walker mentions that power metal, there's a lot of first-person perspective. I thought this was kind of neat because we're all this is the idea of Manowar and Soldiers of Metal and all this. But he makes the point that there's a lot that are from the first-person perspective of we. So it's like us as a heavy metal battalion, as a gang kind of thing, when you're trumpeting your love of heavy metal kind of thing. And Mick mentions that a lot of grunge uses first person in a confessional way. Kurt got as blunt as you can get with I Hate Myself and Want to Die, not their best song. Sliver is a charming first-person song from perspective of a juvenile. The brilliant radio-friendly Unit Shifter has him screaming, "What is wrong with me?" Dave Grohl used the same method to get more honest, emotive, and successful. In Live in Skin, a great deep cut, he's empowering himself with the words, "I'm a mountain." Well, speaking of that, you've got Budgie, "I Am a Mountain." Let's see. Joy, I think Fatherhood on Miracle. I got my hands on a miracle. The cryptic, "I'll Stick Around." Everyone thought he was snapping back at Kurt with "I Don't Owe You Anything." Billy Corgan goes confessional to express joy today. Yeah, so there's lots of examples of this. Also mention, you know, the downtrodden, the idea of Streets of Philadelphia, Bruce Springsteen. Let's see what else we've got here. A little more surreal with the idea of "I Am the Walrus," you know, comedy, Milk, S.O.D., Living in the City Fear, we mentioned that. Faith No More, this is kind of a neat example brought up by Mick, was the newborn baby's perspective on zombie eaters. "I like to make a mess. I laugh at your distress. I lie all day in my crib. I absorb all that you give." I thought that was pretty cool. We have a poor victims possibly being hunted by death on The Cure's Lullaby. Let's see. We've got... yeah, and then mentions Human League. I thought this was kind of cool. Human League has one of the most iconic character lines ever in Don't You Want Me? "I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar." And then the final one I wanted to mention, I did a little survey. Again, some of these bands I could have done a whole episode on. And, you know, as we go deep, you know, there could be some really neat studies. This reminds me of when you see those, you know, you see people's... people's PhD thesis eventually come out as a book kind of thing. But the Kinks, Ray Davies has a lot of these, right? You know, you think I'm on a low budget. I'm a 20th century man. School Days. I'm Living My Life on the Road. Pressure. You know, and a lot of these are from the low budget album. In a Space. Wish I Could Fly Like Superman. A Gallon of Gas is even written from a first person perspective. So Ray likes to do that a lot. State of Confusion. I'm in a state of confusion. And there's one with hands. Maybe you guys can help me out. Point it out on the Facebook page. But there's a really neat one, again, about this idea of "I Have the Touch" and "Art Lover" about hands. Beautiful Hands. I couldn't figure out what it was, but there's this really neat song that again, kind of leads down that sort of child molester kind of idea. That is a really poignant one, and the lyric is kind of like really well done. I couldn't figure out what it was. I was thinking Graham Parker. I'm Googling Graham Parker hands and all this. I don't know what it was, but you guys, from that description, you might be able to remember what it was. So there you go. There's tons and tons and tons of examples of songs written from a first person perspective, loosely thrown into categories as we always do here. If you like the show and want to support future episodes, I do have the Ko-fi page. You know that I don't do Patreon and I don't have this thing where I'm asking for PayPals directly, but this Ko-fi thing is easy. $3 clicks, not recurring. This week I would like to thank Jobette, Monty Olson, Augustine Garcia de Pretty, Steve Polari, Steven Samchuk, and Daryl Woodard. Thank you all very much. Books wise, yeah, we've got the panel book on Blue Oyster Cult recently, the Thin Lizzy one, the Robert Plant one. There is some really, really good reading in there if you want to go deep and learn more about these bands and learn some different perspectives on ways to look at these bands. And I'm working on three more all at the same time right now. Actually, a fourth if you include one that's coming out through a different publisher. And yeah, he's, boy, what do we got? Bowie, and we've still got those big coffee table books. But all of that's at martinpopoff.com. There's PayPal buttons there for your U.S., overseas, and Canada. I sign them all, send them out from the office kind of thing, martinpopoff.com. There you go. Go listen to some of this. You know what? Go listen to These Hands again from The Damned. Just that whole album. Man, I love The Damned. They're actually coming to Toronto in a couple of months, and I definitely want to meet up with those guys again when they get here. They're playing the Danforth Music Hall, which is very cool. So there you go. Go play some Damned, and go ponder the idea of these first-person prospective songs.
Find all of our shows, notes, social, and links at www.pantheonpodcast.com or wherever you listen to great podcasts. All songs can be found for purchase on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Please purchase these great and important tracks. Find us on Facebook at The RNRAP. We are on Instagram at RNR Archaeology. Tweet us at RNR Archaeology.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.